Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 30, Johannesburg 27, Rustenburg 37.
Op die paaie, jy kan steeds vertragings verwag van meer as 'n uur op die N3 suid tussen die Bekloewisselaar en basies die Geldenhuiswisselaar in Germiston.
In your sport headlines, the storm has shed light on some of their injured players and Heinrich Claassen's Proteas ready to go against Pakistan.
Die DA in Gauteng het 'n beroep gedoen vir die onmiddellike aksie om asbestosgeboue by 29 skole in die provinsie te verwyder. Die party sê die Gautengse departement van onderwys het nie sy begroting gebruik om die probleem aan te spreek nie. Voorsitter van die DA caucus in die provinsiale wetgewer, Mike Moriarty, sê hulle eis 'n tydlyn om alle gevaarlike materiaal by die skole te verwyder. Hy sê die gesondheid van die leerders moet geprioritiseer word.
What happens with asbestos is you have life-threatening diseases such as mesothelioma and asbestosis. And in fact, through 29 schools that are still affected, there are up to about 25,000 learners that are at risk and even 700 teachers. So what we want these eradicated.
Die ANC Nasionale Werkskomitee hou tans 'n vergadering agter toe deure met die Gautengse Provinsiale Uitvoerende Komitee in Boksburg. Dit kom te midde van berigte dat die party die provinsiale komitees in KwaZulu-Natal en Gauteng sal ontbind. Anastasie Mogobo berig.
The NWC will use the presentation to compile recommendations for the party's National Executive Committee, the NEC, which is the ANC's highest decision-making body between conferences, will deliberate on the NWC's findings and announce its decision this weekend. This will be the final NEC meeting for 2024 as the party works to rebuild its standing ahead of the 2026 local government elections. Anastasie Mogobo, Jacaranda FM News in Boksburg.
Die stad Tshwane het meer as 2000 Spaanse winkels deur sy nuwe online portaal geregistreer, wat begin is om die proses voor die sperdatum vir registrasies te vergemaklik. Dit volg op president Cyril Ramaphosa se opdrag om te midde van toenemende voedselverwante siektes wat tot sterftes lei. Die burgemeesterskomitee lid vir ekonomiese ontwikkeling, Sarah Mabotsa, beklemtoon die gerief van die portaal en waarsku winkeleienaars teen die betaal van onkoopgeld tydens registrasie.
A registration is free and we're still going to have a second leg of having to issue the licensing. But for this process, we are emphasizing the fact that it's for free. The community, they mustn't even try to accept any person or any official who's selling those forms to themselves.
Jordanië het Israel veroordeel nadat hy Syriese beheerde areas in die bufferzone oorgeneem het. Israel se eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu het gister aangekondig dat hy die weermag opdrag gegee het om die sone oor te neem. Die bufferzone is in 1974 op die been gebring deur die VN om Syrië en Israel te skei. En in Gauteng word daar môre bewolkte warm weer verwag met geïsoleerde buie en donderbuie. Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 37, eMlangeni 30, Polokwane 32, Rissenburg 37 en Vryheidsgers Kaapstad 27, Durban 24, Bega 26 en Bloemfontein 38. Ek is Miel Pienaar at Top Story this hour. The DA in Gauteng demands asbestos structures at 29 schools to be removed immediately.
Four in a row. More music you love.
That's right.
And more music than anyone else. On The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.